Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, this morning in the heart of the country, in the middle of greater Kansas City and the metro area, but also reaching out to states beyond and the entire nation, actually, via the internet. Live streaming, we're glad to be with you. For conversations about things spiritual, religious, about belief, about superstition, about our best ethics, about our highest hopes, give us a call here at Religion on the Line at 576-7710, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, and John Perk may have has a little back problem or something, and called on the way to the studio and said he would best probably stay at home, and I agreed. And Michael, he is not here, but you are, sir.
Well, I'm not here, but I'm there. Whoever here and there are. Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple Ben Yehuda. We certainly hope John recovers speedily.
Absolutely. Well, we do hope and trust and know that that will take place. Yes. But at any rate, we're here, and
and we'll obviously need the help of our listeners
today. Absolutely. We're going to need a big help today. Do give us a call, 576-7710, and let's engage in conversation about matters religious and matters of spirituality and all the rest. We have a little bit of depression, Michael, as you might imagine. If you're paying attention.
But did MU not win yesterday?
No. No. Well, you know, we had TCU acting very much unlike their name and being very, very dominating over the Texas Tech Red Raiders to the score of 82-27.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes. Dominating very, very harshly in a way. But, I mean, they did take their...
Are you withdrawing all your contributions to your alma mater now?
No, not yet. But, of course, mine don't go to the football program. They go elsewhere at that institution. I'm talking about Texas Christian University, TCU, has had a great run this year, and a great run in a game yesterday.
Anyway, by ignorance, are they just because
they're number 10 in the nation?
They're
number 10 in the nation, and if they continue like this, they could be one of the four in the playoff formula. Uh-huh. So we'll see.
Okay. And for those who don't care or don't know what all this means, is there's a new format for college football, for semi-professional football in the United States, to determine who the number one team will be.
Yeah, Danny, right. That's on the less important scale of things. What have you got in your mind?
There used to be a radio personality in greater Kansas City who used to say, who did a sports talk show, and don't ever forget that in the department store of life, sports is the toy department. But on my mind is truthfully two items, one of which is, because in Jewish tradition, as Bob, you know, we've just finished the whole major holiday cycle. There's what you say, almost a letdown in some ways, which may be something very worthwhile people talking about a little bit. You know, when you in fact have gone through major experiences, how does one then get up the next day and do the things that need to be done with celebratory quality? Obviously, we do the things that need to be done, or we do the way we always do. But how does one still embrace a sense of holiness in the routine, in the ordinary, which I think is really the critical business of all of our lives? or as I like to say, anybody knows when an exceptional thing is happening. You can't help but pay attention to it.
Yeah.
That said, there's an intriguing, and controversy is not the right word, but discussion in the Chicago area, which I think is not limited to Chicago. In fact, the latest version of it started with the Pope's refusal may be not even the right word, decision to stay in modest housing as opposed to move into the papal apartments. Well, our new Archbishop, Supic, has made public a decision that he's going to live in a three-room apartment by Holy Name Cathedral, which is our cathedral here in Chicago, as opposed to the magnificent 19th century in the finest neighborhood of Chicago residence. Where all his predecessors have resided, and also have had, you know, important receptions, et cetera. So, you know, it's a kind of a major public setting, a White House for the archdiocese, in effect. But it raises the whole. It echoes in my head a comment by Lenny Bruce many years ago, who said, "Any clergyman, and one of the controversies of our program, were he alive today, I've no doubt he'd say any clergy person.
Yes.
Any clergy person who has more than one suit while a third of the world is starving is a hypocrite."
Yeah, yeah.
And I have more than one suit. I admit it right out loud. I couldn't keep my job if I didn't. But I think it's the right tension.
Yeah, yeah. It's the right reminder. And sometimes when we put it in the frame, I can remember one time, Michael, you saw my shoes, which I end up this way frequently, that they had a hole in the bottom of them. And you gave me a compliment that I had my priorities right. And I often say that understand and remember that wisdom about the suits and insert shoes in there from time to time. But that's not a good thing, by the way, to have holy shoes, and it gets everything else wet and bad. But okay, what else is on your radar?
Well, we've got an email from Charles in West Virginia, so when we get an opportunity, I'm happy for us to try to address those matters that he raises in his always intriguing emails. And truth be told, the only other item is something that maybe John will know, or some other listener. I'm intrigued by this suspension by the Iraqi patriarch of the Chaldeans, which, I understand it, is an expression of Eastern Catholicism, of a number of priests. I think it was 12. Let me just see if I can find the number.
Which patriarch again?
The Chaldean patriarch in Baghdad, who has suspended a number of priests who've taken refuge in the San Diego diocese and are working with the 14 priests. They serve about 140,000 Chaldeans who are in that area of the country, of our country, because they fled the persecutions and fled for their lives and safety from Iraq. That's everything I've got, Bob. What about on your?
Well, you know what? We'll come back. We'll come back to that in a minute. We're going to take a break, pay some bills. We're going to be right back here at 576-7710 after these messages.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations, and that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them to do whatever they want and let them think they're free, and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation, weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. Talk in Kansas City. KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. two-car users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. You know, when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com. Find out what people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate. Take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
You've heard that before. You heard it on the radio. Only the radio. Hi, I'm Mitch Holthus, telling you that if you want your customers to remember your business in a similar way, go to CumulusRadio.com to learn how. You're listening right now, and so are your customers. In fact, this Cumulus Media radio station has enough potential customers listening to fill Arrowhead Stadium many times over. Go to CumulusRadio.com today and build your business. Change your business with radio.
When you've been sick or injured, there can often be a period when you don't need to be in the hospital, but you're not quite well enough to go back to your normal life. That's where Covenant Place of Lenexa comes in. Covenant Place of Lenexa offers a full range of rehabilitation services in a peaceful home-like environment. Private rooms are available, we're Medicare approved and certified. A spa with whirlpool tub, fireplace, and television make your personalized rehabilitation the bridge between hospital and home.
Call 913-307-2000 or visit covenantplacelenexa.org.
Last night we put on an epic light show.
Yeah, we did.
The crowd loved us. We love the crowd.
Wait, but there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? All eight of their eyes lit up brighter than ours. And we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that one girl, she looked like she'd never seen glow in the dark like this before, and we invented glow in the dark.
Yeah, we invented it.
And we're going to be out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you.
Woohoo!
So come check us out.
Check us out.
And bring your kids. All ages show. Oh, but don't bring any of those glass jars because they make us kind of nervous.
Yeah, and I'm super claustrophobic.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
See you later.
Yeah, see you soon.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My grades were bad. I would, like, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Mark Levin.
You have to do a better job.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. We've got you covered, AM and FM. This is the time, this is the place to engage in conversation. 576-7710 is the number to call. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And our friend John Perk is down in the back a little bit this morning. We don't know what's going on. We do pray and hope for his speedy and effective and wholehearted recovery. So,
you know, the old joke of Rabbi, the Board of Trustees voted 11-7 for your full recovery?
No, I don't know this one. I love it. Oh, my. Very good, Michael. Michael, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the month of October, and I have on a brand new pink tie that I purchased at the Mercato Centrale in Florence when Priscilla went there for our 25th wedding anniversary. We didn't just go to the market. We went to Florence itself for the art, but got one of those.
It's hard not to shop in Florence.
Well, yeah, and when they're 25 ties for 39 cents or the equivalency thereof in euro dollars, I mean, it's hard to pass up. So, but we do want to, what are congregations doing for this scourge, or in response to this scourge, to overcome it, to partner with the social institutions that do battle with breast cancer? What do your congregations do? Secondly, domestic violence is a cancer of another sort that affects emotionally and relationally millions and millions and millions of women, mostly women and children. What is your congregation? What do they do to respond and provide a safe haven for folks that are affected by domestic violence? Give us a call and tell us what your congregation is doing, what your religious group is doing. Did you see that Time Magazine, Michael, has kind of done a listing of the 100 most significant people in history? And believe it or not,
neither of us is on the list.
Well, I believe that, that's for sure. But, yeah, nobody here is going to be on that list. But of those 100, a quarter of them are religious or philosophical figures. And at the top of the list is Jesus, but then Napoleon, Muhammad, Shakespeare, and Lincoln, George Washington, Adolf Hitler, Aristotle, Alexander the Great, and Thomas Jefferson. Those are the top 10. Who would you vote for, and this isn't, the you is not you, Michael, but
yeah,
who would all of us vote for, just religiously speaking, who would you say are the top three in your religious tradition, in your religious tradition? So you just can't name the founder or the person that is most venerated or worshipped down through time in your religious tradition. Who would they be? Who would the top three personages, those individuals that would represent your faith, your religious tradition, who would they be? And Michael,
do you want to make it denominationally, or you want to make it
more bigger?
Christianity.
I think Christianities, and okay, then Judaism, and then, you know, in Buddhism or Islam, whatever they would be. Who would the by the way, this, and this is a trick suggestion, it could be real personal. It doesn't have to be somebody super famous. Give us a call and let us know what your suggestions would be. Also, did you see that, this is very interesting to me, that the nuns on the bus, headed up by Sister Simone Campbell, have as their habit a non-habit. They dress up as the Sisters of Social Services have done forever, or since they were founded in 1923 in Hungary, in gray suits. I didn't know this. I've seen several of these sisters, and I
mean, and that's not a change in it from the founding.
No, not a change. That's the founding, though. That in a simple gray suit that ordinary women might wear, not what we, you and I, would understand to be a kind of habit. And right, then finally, I'm wondering, Stephanie Paulsell, in the most recent musing that she proffered in the Christian Century Journal had a marvelous remembrance of her father as a preacher. And she said that she cannot remember the words themselves. She loved this one particular sermon that he preached called Lost in the Mystery of God. She can remember it, you know, kind of tucked into his Bible. She can remember how it looked, double-spaced with the title centered at the top and so forth. Mm-hmm. And she said, like many books I've read and loved, I can only remember the way the sermon made her feel, she says. The way that it made me feel. Can people, and boy, this will be very dangerous, Michael. Can anybody remember sermons that you've heard, including Michael Zedek's, that you remember the way they made you feel?
Mm-hmm.
How important is this extraordinary rhetorical moment? Very rare, not rare, unique in our culture, unique in any culture, where somebody gets up in the middle of a room and speaks, and you can remember the way that it made you feel, or a famous sermon that that you not famous or memorable sermon that you carry with you day by day, week by week, and throughout your life. 576-7710 is the number to call. I have some of those that I can remember from probably more than 30 years ago and 40 years ago. I can remember very few from when I was a teenager. That may be the risk of being a teenager, that we don't remember a lot of orations. We remember experiences, maybe. 576-7710 is the number to call. 576-7710 is the number to call. Michael, do you remember things that were preached when you were younger at all? Do you remember any of those?
I remember vividly in terms of what comes to mind without trying to search my mind.
Uh-huh.
I remember vividly a sermon during the High Holy Days that my then rabbi, Rabbi Naftali Rubinger of blessed memory, gave. We were meeting in a temporary facility as our congregation had moved, and we couldn't accommodate ourselves until the building was not yet completed in terms of construction. And he ended his sermon with a quotation from the Andre Schwarzbart's classic book, The Last of the Just. And it was a litany that combined the names, it's become part of some modern prayer books, that named the different concentration camps and the Kaddish. It combined the memorial prayer with interruptions. I remember him being vividly moved by his own recitation of this pain. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have been later than 1960. And, people were only just beginning to be able to talk about the Holocaust as the destruction of European Jewry is referred to. I think Elie Wiesel's book Night had only just recently come out at that time as well. There was more silence after the war than there was conversation. Mm. But I do remember that.
Imagine.
Yeah. And truthfully, the other one that comes to mind without any hesitation is in Upon This Rock, where Johnny Ray Youngblood's sermon about Jesus delaying to come.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we can talk about that one after the break.
We can talk about that and other things. 576-7710 is the number to call. Give us a call here at 576-7710 on Religion on the Line.
On a Monday on the show, local mother really upset that her elementary school daughter just walked out of school and nobody seemed to notice. We'll get you the details on that one. Hey, shouldn't any American aiding ISIS or Al-Qaeda be charged with treason? Why aren't we doing that? And we know there's bias in the media, but you won't believe this AP headline.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, begins a visit today to West African nations hardest hit in the Ebola crisis. New York Ebola patient Dr. Craig Spencer, meanwhile, is heading into a key treatment phase.
Patients often get worse before they get better. The disease causes severe diarrhea, which can cause patients to lose enormous amounts of fluids. The kidneys can shut down and affect the heart. Dr. Spencer is receiving antiviral medications and plasma from an Ebola survivor.
Fox Radio's Steve Knight. The Marysville, Washington community still in shock after Friday's shooting rampage that left a student and the shooter, Jalen Freiberg, dead.
I think really it just proves that you can't really judge somebody, and that really you need to know your kids.
Four other students were injured, three seriously. A union official says a newly hired teacher intervened during the shooting, intercepting the gunman as he tried to reload. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Skies will stay mostly clear as we head through the overnight hours, with temperatures falling into the upper 50s by your Sunday morning. Southeast winds will be light between 5 and 10 miles per hour. It's going to be a gorgeous day on Sunday for any outdoor activities. A bit breezy through the afternoon with gusty southerly winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. Temperatures will be warmer with highs in the lower 80s and mostly sunny skies. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
Without a reliable functioning battery, your car or truck isn't going to do you much good, especially with cold weather right around the corner. That's why it's good to have Wholesale Batteries right here in town. Wholesale Batteries is your battery specialist. They've got the largest stock of batteries in the Midwest, and Wholesale Batteries always has competitive pricing and the freshest batteries. Check out their new retail center at 605 Kansas Avenue in Kansas City. Wholesale Batteries gives you the power.
Homeowners, listen closely.
Our home is the cinder block, and our home was sinking into the ground, and we knew we had to fix it or probably abandon the house because eventually it would have cracked in half. And we called several foundation companies. We had a couple come out. They looked at the job and never came back. So we called Pro Foundation. They looked the situation over, and they gave us a good estimate on what it would cost to fix it. And in less than a week, Pro Foundation was out here doing their thing to the ground and putting piers in. And now the house is level, and we don't have to worry about abandoning our home. So I would suggest that if anybody wants to get their foundation problems looked at or fixed properly, I would call Pro Foundation. They really worked out great for me and my wife. And by the way, they did do a good job.
Call the experts at Pro Foundation Technology at 816-358-3300 or log on to profoundationtech.com.
The cure for those basement blues.
Celebrate giving.
Celebrate hope.
By making a donation to City Union Mission, you'll help feed Kansas City's hungry or help a homeless person learn how to put their life back on track. Join us as we encourage Kansas City to celebrate hope with City Union Mission. Visit our website to find out more. This is not just our city and our mission, it's your city and your mission. Call 816-470-0040 or visit donatekc.com today.
KCMO. Serious times. Time for serious talk. KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now on FM at 103.7.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM end of the radio dial. 710, 103.7, however you get here, we'll be glad to welcome you into the conversation here in Religion on the Line. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with John Pert could not be with us, but there is another with us, if he will be with us. Another is with us.
Hi there. I underestimated the break.
Okay, and who are you, sir?
Oh, well, let's see. Let me, last time I checked, Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Charles, in addition to giving us a series of questions to address, has just given us his top three in terms of
religion. Personages, okay.
A very interesting list, by the way, young fella, because I think what he's done here is people who have impacted in very specific ways, not necessarily the positive development of. His top three, you ready?
Yeah.
Little drum roll here. Yeah. David Hume.
Interesting.
The idealist philosopher who challenges how we know, right?
Uh-huh.
Mary Shelley, who, as far as I know, is most important for Frankenstein.
Right.
And then Charles Darwin. Darwin did not make the top 10 in the Time magazine list.
No, but I'm positive. I haven't
he's
seen the whole
list.
He's surely in the top 100, but not in the top 10. So that's a very good list. That's very impressive.
A very intriguing one, yeah. Yeah, it opens different pathways in terms of how
yeah.
we think and what we think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charles, you've done it again, you nothing thinker. Shall we deal with Charles's questions?
Yeah, let's deal with his questions and just repeat the phone number, 576-7710. Who are the top three folks in your religious tradition that have affected your life that you would name as the most important? Give us a call, or anything else you want to talk about, including what we've suggested otherwise, 576-7710. Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
So he's got a three-parter. Ecclesiastes 1:2, the word vanity in many translations, is rendered in the new NIV. What's NIV?
New International Version.
Okay, as meaning.
Probably one of the most... One of the most popular versions, especially among evangelicals and Protestants otherwise.
All right. NIV, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless, is the quote. It's supposed to be vanity of vanities, all is vanity, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Surely the NIV is wrong here, but is vanity actually the best translation for the Hebrew word hevel? There's a big difference between humans being too dumb to understand and there being nothing out there to understand. I once heard the word translated as smoke, much more poetic. Does that work? Vanity of vanities, saith Kohelet, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Smoke, nothing but smoke, saith Kohelet, there's nothing to anything, it's all smoke. So
the reference again is Ecclesiastes 1.
Ecclesiastes, right. Although, ironically, yesterday in our... Saturday morning Bible class, which we've been translating for now for 10 years, the Hebrew Bible from the Hebrew to the English, and then having discussions. We're currently in the first book of Kings, and I no doubt that in about 20 more years we'll be finished. word appeared in connection with condemnations of the various kings of the northern kingdom that they caused the Israelites to worship the Havilim. The emptiness, the meaninglessness. The problem is, of course, translation is an imprecise art. But here's where it gets even more provocative. It's the same word as Adam and Eve's quote-unquote second son, Hevel.
Mm.
Able in English. My teacher used to suggest the primary meaning, and that's because words have nuances, a ton of nuances.
We believe that.
That's true. Thank you for the corrective,
yeah.
Alas. It means puff of wind.
Okay.
Nothing, empty, worthless, valueless, of no import, which of course is in the Cain and Abel story a way of trying to suggest this is a story, not a history lesson. And I know that offends others, but if you look closely at the text, it says she named the first child Cain in English, ki kaniti ish im Elokim, because I made or constructed a human being with God's help.
Uh-huh.
And then she got pregnant again, and she had Hevel, and it doesn't say anything after that. No meaning is given to why, because the word itself is to suggest no meaning.
Yeah.
Little
meaningless.
But
that's what Charles
the pristine pristine meaning is. It's a polite word for flatulence.
Ah. Wow.
I'm serious, Bob.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever is imposed, the first thing is the translations are not up to this remarkably fluid word. Second, the point is not dumb. The point is that there's an absurd emptiness in a certain path.
Right.
That's the idea. And the idea, I think, is even more important than how you translate it.
Wow.
That's okay. My best effort on that one. Number two.
Yeah.
By the way,
by the way, and we need to return to this, is there sometimes when we, people who speak, present, talk, however you want to view the preaching moment, need to preach against a text or against one or more of its interpretations? And I want to suggest that Ecclesiastes 1 is one of those. But
that's not the final word.
Yeah, that... meaningless or vapor or wisp or smoke or puff of wind or a polite word for flatulence, the exact opposite is suggested even by Koheleth, the preacher in Ecclesiastes, later on in the text. And the rest of the entire Hebrew Bible or the entire Bible as Christians take it, Hebrew Bible and the New Testament scriptures together, is one proclamation after another that every moment is absolutely saturated with meaning and miracle and the movement of God's Spirit. And just a little notion.
Well, the book ends with a tagline that may, by the way, may have been tagged on, that the end of the matter being this: fear God and do God's commandments. But you're right. The context is really critical of this Hevel Havelim, which is the Hebrew, because Kohelet, who is sometimes understood traditionally to be the wisest of men / Solomon, pursues all kinds of paths to try to have meaning in his life, and those paths, wealth and wisdom, etc., lead him in the wrong direction. That's the vanity of vanities that's involved in this. Next one. What was the nature of the Sanhedrin? Is there a similar court today in Israel? That's an easy part. The answer is no. During the time of Rabbi Shammai, it was so powerful it could require Herod to appear before it for killing many of Hyrcanus' people. Herod did appear, but with his bodyguard of assassins. It seems fearless Shammai was the only person who stood and railed against
this
Herod.
This is all Charles, right? Not you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, if true, Herod eventually assassinated all the Sanhedrin except Rabbi Shammai because he admired his courage. I don't have any idea what he's referring to. Is this in Josephus? Charles, you got to give me the reference, because I'm not aware of this event in the life of Herod, or for that matter, Shammai. I'm not aware that Shammai was the head of the Sanhedrin, unless you're confusing it with Gamaliel. But the Sanhedrin was the equivalent of the Curia in the Roman Catholic tradition, although the parallel is imprecise. It was the rabbinic sage's highest court of consideration, appeal, etc. And in the days when the Jewish people had autonomy in their own land, in ancient times before the Roman conquest, Sanhedrin was the only court that could impose a death penalty, and it had to be unanimous, and there were 71 members.
Why 71?
If you'll give me more information on this citation, I'll try to see what I can do.
Okay, why 71?
Third and last one.
Okay.
Last one. Dennis Prager says Ebola is Hebrew for U.S. Secretary of State. Is this true? Suspicion is that Dennis Prager, who is a talk show radio host and author out of WABC or KABC, whatever it's called in L.A., and is a not unlike many on talk radio, with the exception perhaps of this show, of a strongly conservative bent, was probably making a joke. As in, Ebola is something to be avoided, the U.S. Secretary of State is something to be avoided. The Hebrew for the Secretary of State is Sar Hachutz, which literally means prince or captain of the outside.
And has no phonetic resonance with the word Ebola.
I mean, unless
Ebola.
There's something fishy that I can figure out, I can't figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
My assumption is it was polemic and rhetoric. But
yeah. 576-7710, we've got some calls that we need to attend to. We're going to take a little break here, pay some bills, and be right back. 576-7710, Religion on the Line.
KCMO Talk Radio, where Kansas City connects with a Dave Ramsey Show.
First mistake people do is they don't go get a will. Then the second mistake is when they get a will, they keep everything secret. This reading of the will in the attorney's office, and people are cut in or out of the will that were unexpected, You know why it's in the movies? It's a good drama.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on KCMO. Talk Radio 710, now FM at 103.7.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. You know, when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com. Find out what people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate. Take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Raising kids can be tough these days. As a parent, you've got your hands full making sure your kids have what they need to stay healthy and get the care they need when they're sick. Well, now there's help. Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program offer free or low-cost health insurance for kids and teens, all the way up to age 19. They can get regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more. Children in a family of four earning up to $47,700 a year or more may qualify, and parents may be eligible for Medicaid, too. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information, go online to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Enrollment is open year-round, but why wait? A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There's been a rumor going around my school lately about a new draft, so I decided to check out the facts. Turns out, there is no draft. And if there ever was going to be one, we'd have plenty of notice. But you know what else I found out? Young men like me still need to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register when there's no draft? Well, first off, it's the law. Guys have had to register for almost 60 years. Second, if you're a guy living in the U.S. and you don't register, you get shut out of important opportunities like college loans, job training, good jobs, and even a driver's license in most states. But I guess for me, I registered because it's the right thing to do. Things are crazy in this world right now. And if the country ever does decide it needs me, I'm going to do my part.
Guys, register with Selective Service when you turn 18. Go to sss.gov or your local post office.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The Omega 3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The KCMO Morning Show and Greg Mack.
The liberals think the money you went out and earned is theirs.
Mornings 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 at 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And our friend John Pert could not be with us this morning down in the back, and we do pray for his speedy and effectively wholehearted recovery. Michael, should we go to some callers now?
I think that's an outstanding.
Okay. 576.
Especially this is a call-in show.
576-7710 is the number to call. 5767. One more thing before we go to the callers. I had a great experience, Michael, this past Friday night. At B'nai Yehuda, was graciously, wonderfully welcomed. Was surprised to see probably anybody there, given that it was a World Series night. I kept up my good string of record, meaning I was out of town and they won. So I was glad, meaning I was out of Kansas City, Missouri, but at least for the first pitch. B'nai Yehuda's people, its leaders, Rabbi Arthur Nemitov was just so very gracious, overly generous in his introduction and warm embrace. We will return that or attempt to do that this morning at community when he will be speaking in our 10:45 service, and we will be presenting him and the congregation a token of our gratitude. And to remember the occasion. 75 years ago.
Seventy-five years ago,
our facility at Community Christian Church's sanctuary building at Linwood and Forest burned to the ground on Halloween night in 1939. And we were welcomed into the sanctuary of the Temple Congregation B'nai Yehuda at Linwood and Forest for a year prior to our building being completed. And it was a most generous gesture, more than a gesture. It was life-saving. And it also kind of amplified a relationship that our two religious leaders, Burris Jenkins and Samuel Mehrberg, had enjoyed probably for at least a decade, if not longer. And the congregations have enjoyed similar revivals of the connection over the years, and one of those was between you and me, Michael, also between Arthur and myself. And we've done some things. I'm going to tell a few stories during the 8:30 service about that. Arthur Nemitov will grace our pulpit during the 10:45 service, and we will be rejoicing about that. Let's
give him my best wishes, please.
Will do. Gene, you've got religion on the line.
Yes, I was wondering about the expansion of the federal government's power. They are going to state by state. There's over 30 states now that are required to accept single-sex marriage, even though in many cases the election of the people in those states, including Missouri, said that they acknowledge only marriage.
They give legal recognition only to marriage between a man and a woman. You're right.
This seems like a federal grab of power of usurping states' rights by the Constitution. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
I don't know if we can say anything new that we haven't already said before, but
I can say something new. Go ahead, Bob.
I think that the laws that are on the books for many of those states might be compared to the laws that were on the books for many states during the era of Jim Crow that denied full citizenship and full access to citizenship rights.
And
let me just finish, Gene.
Yeah.
And if those states had been allowed to prevail, they would not have fully enfranchised people of color. They would have kept people of color from fully exercising their citizenship at the polls, at the very least, which is kind of the founding, the building block for citizenship in this nation. The majority of those, not the majority, all of those states that had those kind of laws were wrong. Now, they were morally wrong, and they were subsequently adjudicated in the Supreme Court and found to be legally wrong as well.
That was done by legality, though. And there was a vote.
It was done by court decisions. And we're talking about court decisions in this case. By the way, I don't pretend that I'm an expert in constitutional law whatsoever.
And I would say amen to that about myself.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. But here's where I think there is something worth talking about. There is always, in any democracy, a tension between the majority's desires and minority protections. That's the nexus at which the rubber meets the road, to use an old-fashioned cliche. The tension between majority desires and minority protections. In addition, where you happen to be, I think, quite wrong, at least in terms of public opinion polls, is that public opinion has shifted significantly on this issue, that in fact the majority of Americans, and I don't think that's good or bad, okay, but the majority of Americans seem to think that people of the who fall in love with members of the same sex have some legal protection, which is not the same thing as saying they have the sanction of my religious community or don't have the sanction of my religious community.
And they may not have the sanction of the religious community, strictly speaking. But that was going to be my second point. Gene, there are untold numbers of young people and then people who have felt this way for the longest time. And I would say that they are now in the majority, as Michael was indicating, would disagree with you in terms of about in the states, what the states really want, what the people really want. Now, that is intention, too. There's a generational difference. There's been a kind of a quiet, if you will, revolution among young people that have said, you know, if my gay friends can't have the same rights that I have, and I'm not gay, then that's not right, and we ought to change things. And that's what has prevailed. I think Michael is exactly right. I think the polls would show us that the majority of citizens in the United States believe that people of the same sex should have the same rights as anybody else in terms of the exercising of vows of commitment as partners forever. That's one. These are some of the response. Michael, do you have more response?
No, not really. Jane, do you have some other thought on it?
Well, yeah, it's just, the next step, of course, is polygamy, because those poor people, some of them have gone to jail, prison, or doing.
How is that any different than the fact that
there is right?
Guess what? I live on that slippery slope, and so do you, and I don't think that's going to happen, even though it seems to be winked at all the time in Utah.
Yeah.
And then we have adultery all over the place anyway, so is that not polygamy in another form?
Okay. Gene, we thank you for your call. All right, we're going to pay some bills, listen to some news, and we're going to be back after these messages here at Religion on the Line. 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and the number to call is 816-576-7710, 576-7710. Call Religion on the Line.